Hello everyone, and welcome back to Die Party Omen, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition game. We're on week number 12. We are going to play for an hour less this week because I have to go pick up a dog. That's right, the pup has arrived. He is ready for retrieval. And because of that, we're going to do very quick introductions. So let's start off with the man playing Grant Shaw, Daddy himself. What up? How you doing?
Hey! It's my introduction.
Cool. You are Daddy.
That's Sheepdog nice. Gaming.
No, Daddy. Daddy Do Gaming.
Daddy Doo-Doo.
Daddy Doo-Doo. Playing Drimabor, we have none other than Floof Knight. What up, sir?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Floof Knight. Let's have fun today.
Nice. And last but not least, from our player side, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the gags, the immortal, Mr. Brian, aka Sputnik 71. What up, sir? How you doing?
I'm ready to go. Ready to fail.
Got your constitution saving throws ready to go? Did you roll one last week? I don't think you did.
No, I was so sad.
Yeah.
Well, no, I rolled one, but I may or may not have passed it.
That's true. And lastly, we have our GM for the session. As always, Mr. Graham, complete. What up, sir?
Hey.
All right. Cool. Graham, let's do it.
So, black screen. We see the digital readout with the numbers on it, counting up like time.
Okay.
And then we see Gormung, and he's there, and he's in jail, and he looks sad.
Oh, that's right. I went to jail last week.
He's there outside the jail, just
looking sad.
Then we see Grant, who's hiding in the shadows of their own establishment, which he's now reached to explode for no reason.
Yep.
Not to explode.
And just like waiting for something to happen hours at a time. And we cut to Gags in the waiting room of the prison, reading magazine or whatever. And then somebody comes into the guards' barracks, the sheriff's headquarters, and asks to, more or less, to find Gags.
It was my double, right?
You look up and you see a film negative colored dark nigga Gags.
How could I? I completely forgot about that as well. That's crazy. Oh my god. I am so ready for nigga Gags. Let's go.
So what do you do? I mean, he sees you, makes eye contact you, and he walks over to you.
So before I interact with him, Graham, I just want to clarify.
Can you push him into your body?
The only thing that I really know about him is that I subconsciously in my mind just know where he is, right? I can't read his thoughts. I can't control him. I just know where he is in location, right?
Well, that was what you believed, yeah. And for whatever reason, you didn't know that he was near. So something has happened as far as with that connection.
Okay.
You have no idea of anything anymore besides... So that connection has been severed by some manner.
Okay.
So
So he's basically looking at me right now, right?
Well, he walks over to you, very jovial, smiling, sort of a forced grimace, I guess, as it were.
Shit-eating grin.
He sits in the chair next to you. Now, Nega Gags is the opposite of Gags in every way. He's handsome, clever, useful.
Wait, can we have him join our party?
He is extremely smart. He is crafty, charismatic, but also very... crafty. He is not straightforward. He everything he says you should take with a grain of salt because as is the opposite of Gags, everything he says is laced with subtleties. Gags is very I imagine is very
straight and to the point.
Straight to the point. So Nigga Gags is quite the opposite. And Nigga Gags comes over, Dark Gags comes over and sits down at the seat next to you and says, do you know who I am?
Oh, yeah, I know who you are.
Keep your voice down.
Yeah, I know who you are. I saw you come out of my body.
Are you afraid?
I mean, a little. I'm supposed to know where you are. And I'm a little surprised to see you here. Wasn't expecting you.
I put an end to that, but I have a proposition for you. I'm not a bad guy.
Are you sure?
I'm just the polar opposite of you.
Well, I mean, so what is it that you want to say?
I have a proposition for you.
Right. I mean, I don't swing that way, just so you know. But go ahead.
He frowns.
That's a valid response.
And he says, "What are you doing here? If I could ask a question first."
Oh, my buddy got locked up. He was being a big dummy.
Do you want him out of prison?
Well, yeah.
I can do that.
Well, great. Let's go.
But first.
I like it.
Something I think that we can do together. Something I think you will owe me after this.
Well, it depends on what I owe you and what we have to do.
Through various subterfuges and legerdemains, I have procured various contacts in the criminal underworld of the city, which we now reside in.
Okay.
I have made several attempts, unsuccessfully, to return to my home plane, but it seems that ship has long since sailed. So I'm going to make the best of it. I need, though, for reasons that you don't need to trouble your small little brain with, you've no doubt heard of the rumblings around town that the Iron Wolf's Brigadier General, the Commander Major,
mm-hmm.
coming to town to assess the fortifications of the city. You've heard of this?
Oh, sure. People can't stop talking about it.
Well, you know what that means, right?
It means that he's coming to town to assess stuff.
What do you think that he... For what purpose do you think the Iron Wolf's premier general would be coming to assess the fortifications of this city, of all cities, now of all times? Why do you think that would be occurring?
And
as he's talking, he's not making eye contact. He's making severe eye contact with everyone else in the room. He's kind of like moving from one to the other at a time. You know, very suspicious, very aware of his surroundings.
Can you just repeat where you guys are right now?
They're in the lobby of the prison that you're in.
Okay, all right, perfect. Yeah.
Is something going to happen to the town?
War's coming.
What war?
That's the question.
Deus Vult! It's a holy war, no?
But to answer that question, I need muscle. I need your orc man in there.
Oh, he's real strong.
I intend for us to make sure that the Commander Major has an accident on his way here.
Wait, why?
Like I said, it's not for you to worry yourself over. But if I'm going to get your man out of prison, that's going to be the exchange.
See, here's my problem, evil me. Whenever I do things that people say, oh, don't worry about it. Now, don't tell anyone, but I don't know if you noticed, but I might possibly be turning into a frog. I'm trying to keep it secret, but I'm not doing too well.
I should have cured you, right?
I'm not cured yet, I don't think.
Yeah, remember that was your constitution saving throw, which we don't know if it failed or not.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So, nobody knows, really, that I'm sick, except for maybe Gormung, because he was helping me out. I've been keeping it a secret. But basically, I get myself into these situations where I just blindly trust people, and the next thing I know, I'm missing an ear, I'm turning into a frog. Most of the times I end up unconscious and dying.
I like the idea that you hear from the back room, just like, your teeth falls out.
he puts his hand over your face and says, shh.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. I forgot we were being quiet.
Your fingers taste really good.
Oh. Yeah, because everybody knows Gags' fingers don't taste good, so Nigga Gags' fingers taste really good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like ambrosia!
he gets uncomfortable. Yeah.
Oh god, I'm getting drunk off myself!
We are, in no doubt, I think you would agree, we are connected. We have a lot in common, and I assure you that we have a lot of the same goals.
But... Wait, don't we have literally nothing in common except the way that we look?
Shh.
Oh, sorry. Like,
you let me worry about it. You just be you, and I'll be me, and we'll run this city in short order, okay? And he smushes his face right up to you. And you guys remember in Lord of the Rings where, like, Lady Galadriel gets all scary face?
Yeah.
That's what Negagag's skin tone kind of looks like. It's kind of bluish and slightly glowing and whatnot, but he looks like he looked like Gags. So he squishes his face right up to you, and it kind of, there's sort of this, like, it's not a crackle of lightning energy or whatever, but there's a certain amount of oneness when he touches you. Hmm. Belong together.
I hold his hand.
He says, so, do you want your man out of prison?
I mean, I do.
Alright, so we have a deal?
Gags, like, looks nervously around.
I don't see anybody trying to stop me, so sure!
I just really love this campaign because you can't go to Grant with Quest because he's a piece of shit. You can't go to fucking... Gormung with a quest because he's a fucking paladin. You can't go to Dremmerball with a quest because he's also a paladin. You have to go to Gags. Like, so far, every quest giver has gone to Gags.
I'll do anything! Anything!
Link.
One of us. Everyone's going to be Gags.
Yeah.
So, we have a deal?
I guess. It could only go well for me, right?
He holds his hand out to shake.
I spit in mine and shake it.
Okay. He wipes it off on your face.
If that's what you're into.
Alright, we diagonal wipe over to Grant for a short time.
Grant is sitting there feeling very proud of himself having rigged up all these traps in the house, absolutely sure that someone's going to come along and get murdered by them, and also he's starting to get a feeling he should be somewhere else gloating and stopping people from being stupid.
Can you remind us why you rigged the house to explode?
Because the woman got away. And if Grant knows anything in this world, it's that when things go wrong,
burn all your own belongings. That's it.
No, it's not what I'm doing. Like,
when start fresh. Go to another town and find.
When things go wrong, you can never be too paranoid. So we didn't catch that woman. She's going to tell her boss that we reneged on our deal, and you know, and he's going to send goons after us probably. Hence why I've trap the house, because that's where they'll go. See, I know what I'm doing.
You didn't know. Let's be clear here. You didn't trap the house. You rigged all the alchemist fire to explode.
No, that's. I'm pretty sure that's not what I did.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you did.
So because alchemist fire reacts with oxygen, I imagine it's just like all tripwires that are fastened to the corks of all the vials of alchemist fire. So when people walk over, then they both.
So are we locked into this whole I'm setting the house on fire thing?
I literally have a recording of you doing exactly that.
No, it's not what I said. My thoughts were setting up traps, you know, like blow dart traps. And I don't know, anything I can actually know the fire does make sense because it's the only thing around.
No, you literally said, I'm going to use the alchemist fire and set some traps.
I did not say that. Although it is probably what I would use given the circumstance.
In any case, I imagine you're having this internal monologue with yourself.
Wait, what did that actually do?
I have an inner Gormung. Even when
he's like a Gormung on your shoulder. Yeah. No, I didn't use the alchemist fire. Oh, wait, I might have.
All right, and then we diagonal wipe over to Durimbor.
I'm just sitting there, just with the keys on my belt. It's like, so, Gormung, you have any stories? It's gonna be a long
night. My face against the bars and I'm just like, I feel like Grand is doing something very stupid right now.
So you feel normal then?
No, like, this is like, you know how you get butterflies in your stomach sometimes?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It feels like they're fucking, like, eating each other right now.
Mmm, cannibal. Well, aren't most butterfly cannibals? I'm not sure.
Can you do me...
What was it?
Nothing. Oh. That's your metagame.
Oh, it's not like he's going to blow up the house or anything.
You know, you're right. He's not that stupid.
There's no way he would do that.
Yeah, everything we own is in that house. All of our belongings, all of the gold that we have, literally everything.
If you guys lost the house and all your belongings, you'd be worthless people on the street.
That's right. We would literally be homeless adventurers.
Yeah. Hard cut back to an outside view of the house where a halfling Jehovah's Witness knocks on the door.
Gags, not gags. Grant, give me a dexterity check to see if you dodge the flying burning gold that's coming down on me.
You get hit with a burning halfling.
Grant, you do hear a knock at the door of the house.
Who's knocking? Can I see?
I don't know. Can you? Perception?
Yes. Quickly break in and answer the door. Like no one's there, right? That way they know that it's not trapped.
Oh, yeah. Where are you, by the way? Across the street?
I'm kind of on a... where I wanted to be was, like, on a rooftop, like, overlooking the...
Yeah,
the place.
Yeah, it is in fact a pair of halflings, in sort of not really roguish clothes, but like black, dark colors.
Yeah,
you know, black brown.
Do you want me to roll perception still?
Yeah, if you want to know some more.
Yes, please. Yay! I rolled a 5.
You do notice they have some light weaponry, like boot knives and stuff like that. And they're both halflings. That's pretty much it. They're not wearing shoes.
Interesting.
That's pretty much it.
They're probably agents for.
You do realize we're an adventuring guild, right? Our doors are open to adventurers to come in and do questing shit.
Right now, Grant is on full paranoia mode, dude. Like he has no. All he can think is someone's coming for him, so...
How's this adventure, fuckers? Dodge fire!
One of the halflings looks up and down the street while... one of them turns his back to the door and just kind of stands there and, like, looks up and down the street while the other one appears to try and pick the lock to the house, or at least try the doors. The door.
See?
Brent, is the door locked?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know, would you say that you guys have fine locks, average locks, or poor locks?
I would say that I would have used my magical arcane lock on literally everything in the house.
Well, that's just because you don't want the house to burn down, you spoil sport.
Let's say no, because you just said we're an adventuring company. We leave the door unlocked to come, you know, let adventurers in.
It's true. It's true. But literally the only person who's there now is Gran.
Yeah. I mean, you guys had 11,000 gold in your house. Would you, I think you'd splurge on some locks.
Okay, Let me specify then.
It falls out of the door.
Let me specify then. I think that the chest with the gold in it is arcanely locked because I do have the ability to do that. But everything else is fine. I'm cool with the house like being opened and whatever. So.
All right. So the two halflings who look relatively the same. They're both male, as far as you can tell. They both have sort of brown hair and you know, cherubic halfling cheeks, as is tradition. One of them easily, handily picks the lock, and while the one stands guard,
he turns the handle.
He goes in the house. What happens? I want to know how much you thought about this rigging.
Well, I think I wouldn't put anything at the doorway, because I'd want them to like get in properly into the house. So I think if they do proper searching, go into rooms and stuff, then they'll start getting hit with traps.
Okay. Where is the? You tell me. Where is any of the alchemist fire in the house?
I'd say definitely in my room. So if anyone tries to go into my room.
There's a whole casket of it, right? There was a massive, like...
It was a pallet, yeah. It was 30 bottles.
And I'd say probably, like, anywhere where we have important things. So, like, any documents or...
Yeah. Where all the paper is, let's put the alchemist fire.
Yeah, and obviously, because Gormon cares about cooking, like the kitchen is trapped to the nines. Like,
but specifically the alchemist fire, was there any leftover? Was there any extra?
I think I probably would have used.
So it's all rigged up.
As much as I could, yeah.
Okay, fine.
All 30 vials. Fuck it, man. Why not?
As you're watching. So these aren't even vials. These are gin bottles. These are tall boy things at Alchemist Fire. So they're not even vials. So like each one of those bottles is like
the long necks.
Each one of those bottles is about 100 vials worth.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So yeah, that's a lot of work.
So it's like it's literally a hand grenade of alchemist fire, basically.
Should I do some kind of roll to see how well I set them up? Is there anything I can do there?
Do you have any kind of?
It's survival to set up traps, right?
Well, wilderness traps and stuff. I'm curious if he has any kit proficiencies.
He should have. He's a thief, right? He should have thieves tools.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's roll intelligence with proficiency because of thieves' tools, or if survival's better.
So that's your intelligence score plus 3 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. So do I just roll intelligence or?
No, you write 1d20 plus 3 plus your intelligence score modifier, whatever that might be.
Wow! Yeah, you think not only are they rigged perfectly, they're also fairly hidden,
and they become sentient.
Yeah,
I love it. This is the only 20 natural crit in the whole existence of D&D that literally destroys everything the players have set up rolled by a player.
Wait. I just want to put the proviso that. I would like to set these traps up for maximum death, but minimum destruction to the house.
It's alchemist fire. There is no.
Like, if I can.
I want the fire to burn very specifically.
I want it just to burn the marauders and nothing else.
No, I just it's not all alchemist fire. You know, like I. Okay.
All right.
Hey, Grant. When are you going to pay us back that 11,000 gold pieces that you destroyed?
Hey, I'll work it off, man. It's cool.
He's just melting it into one big pile so it's easier to carry.
Oh, yeah. It's not like it's actually going anywhere.
Yeah, it's going to melt into a giant pile and you can just carry it with us.
So the one halfling who has picked the lock goes inside and shuts the door behind him while the other one keeps watch. Now, when the other one disappears inside, the halfling who's keeping watch now kind of shifts to a nonchalant kind of loitering sort of behavior, subroutine.
What
a dick.
Can I, like, ready myself to shoot him as soon as,
I guess?
As soon as the house explodes, basically.
You know, why don't you make a stealth check?
Roger, roger.
Roll a one. Please roll a one. Okay.
Yes, you are well stealthy. The halfling doesn't appear to see you whatsoever.
This is just the best.
So long is gonna be pissed.
The halfling, one halfling is inside for several minutes. He's gonna do some investigating real quick. Okay. Just some mind or no perception. He's just gonna look first.
Yeah.
Okay. At one point. I need Grant. I need you to roll.
Okay.
100 d6.
Sorry. Roll what?
100 d6.
There are far more sixes in there than there are ones, guys.
So, Grant, you're there. You got your bow out, stealthy. You're like, oh boy, I'm so stealth. Here we go, song of stealth. Here it is. And you're watching, you're like, man, those guys are up to no good. They're looking at something. It's bad news bears in there. And you're like, I'm ready to shoot. When an entire side of the establishment blows up. And not only that, because the establishment is adjacent to the city wall, it actually collapses part of the city wall out. As the you almost are sure that you hear the frightened cries of a halfling who was instantly vaporized.
What does it sound like when a man gets vaporized?
Mission successful.
So whatever.
Protected the establishment.
I mean, I want everybody in the I want all four of you guys. All three of you guys,
mm-hmm.
four of you guys,
mm-hmm.
to roll just a d20. This is going to determine whose stuff was in that side of the house and whose stuff wasn't.
Oh, no.
Boy.
I'm going to go ahead and stab Grant.
19.
Oh, I'm going to, this is, it's going to be me. It's going to be me. Everyone rolled fairly high.
It has to be you.
Everyone rolled fairly high. This guy.
Come on, come on.
Yes!
Oh, no.
You know that the entire kitchen and everything in it just went up in alchemist fire. Just
shit.
Not only that, because of the sheer volume of alchemist fire that was in there, and because of the gas range or whatever, it turned into this blue fireball that blew up. Not only that, it also has now set the carpenters next door on fire. And now there's people screaming and running all over the place. The Rimborg Gags, Negagags, and Gormung, you guys all hear a muffled explosion from down the street.
I like the idea that my face is pressed against the bars. I'm just like, you know, that bad feeling, it's not going away. And then it's just... and I'm just like, yeah, that bad feeling.
Worry about.
What happened?
It's not guaranteed that was Grant.
The second halfling runs away. Not only that, he runs to the sheriff's office. Gags, you're there in the lobby. A halfling runs in. A halfling who's singed on one side. He runs in and runs up to Dark Gags, and he's like, and he says, "Boss, we got a bit of a problem."
Yes, I'm your boss. What seems to be the problem, my halfling cousin?
You shut up. He says the place just
can I run after him?
May have blown up. Grant, sorry.
Can I run after him? Like, can I kind of tail him and?
Yes, as the neighborhood burns around you. Yes.
Yes.
All right, can we...
The sheriff runs by. Everybody's now running every which way.
This is important, Graham. We need to know where the gold was in the house.
It's a good question.
Well, it was down underneath the basement in the fireproof box, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say for the sake of just foresight that it was in the basement.
Okay, so we didn't lose our gold. All
right.
Just lost the house.
I just lost all of my personal belongings. And, that's sweet.
Yeah,
too.
all your worldly belongings, and you're also in prison.
But let me just take a quick look at what that actually is.
Yeah, you just want to delete your inventory, actually.
Well, does it destroy? So the weapon that came with me into the into the actual place was the. The axe, because that was the last one that I used.
Yeah.
I also had my splint, my golden splint in there. So,
okay.
What I lost was all my spices, so like my hundreds of spices that I collected over my entire lifetime. Fuck you, Grant. I lost all of my adventuring gear. I lost the shield. I lost the hand axe. The glaive. Graham.
Yeah.
You brought that here.
No.
It's confiscated.
I brought the axe with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because my glaive and my axe, I can swap between them using magic, basically. So where does that splint go? Not the splint, what?
The glaive?
The glaive, yeah.
The glaive, it's magical, right?
No, it's not magical, but it's imbued to me. It's a normal glaive.
If it's a normal glaive, then it is not. It's been reduced to a pile of molten slag.
Mm-hmm.
You could still call it back.
If you choose, it's just a lump instead.
Okay, so all right, I'll delete all of that.
Call a burning lump of coal to your hand.
Yeah, Grant, you're still following. Well, the neighborhood is now in disarray and chaos all around you. Durimbor, you hear this? You're not. I mean, I don't know. What do you do, Durimbor?
Yeah, I'm just like, is that screaming and panicking out here outside? People are yelling about a fire, and
people are trying to bring water, but it's the dry season.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, it was probably Grant, wasn't it?
And I burst into the sheriff's office, and I'm like, that's him!
Oh, that's Grant.
Pointing at the halfling.
It sounds like Grant's finally made it to the office.
There is nobody in the sheriff's office besides Grant, besides Gags, Nega Gags, and the halfling. Everybody else has run out to help and do their
job. Oh, still there?
Well, I'm in the hallway of jail cells with Gorma.
So you don't see me.
Gags jumps up and like face hugs the halfling to try to wrestle him down.
Yay! Right. Let's make some grappling checks.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, Grant, throw the oil at him.
What is that, strength?
It's athletics for you. He can make athletics or acrobatics, whichever is better.
All right, athletics. 3. Okay.
He just, you like go up to try to grab him, but you don't like, you just like, quit it. Because he rolled a 9, he's not rolling a 20, so he's just like, ew.
No.
Gags is forever getting smaller and smaller in this game.
Help me, other me!
And he says, he's with us, just real, shh, just relax. And he says, you, tall one.
Who the hell are you? Also, who's that guy?
Well, this is one of my associates. During my time, as you may have noticed, I looked astonishingly like your friend here, Gags the Gnome.
I mean, not really. Like,
you saw him come out of him at one point in your life.
I'm less froggy, and I have two ears and all my teeth, and I'm ruggedly handsome. But in any case,
you're already my type.
Yeah, that's great. But in any case, we have struck a business deal. Me and the positive Gags over here. So as of right now, everyone in the room works for me, including you.
Wait,
let's decide right now that we're going to calm down. This associate right here, this halfling right here, is one of my associates, Faulkner. And Faulkner and his partner were going to go and retrieve the alchemist fire from your establishment, which you no doubt still have.
No,
I imagine that was their doing. During my time in the city, I have established my own faction to combat the crime and villainy in the city, which we've been workshopping some names. We're going to call the Gag Order.
That's actually
that's
fucking awesome, actually.
So, okay.
Well, like I said, Nigga Gags is very clever.
So first off, they got the fire.
Yes, well.
Yeah. Second off, you maybe should have warned people you're working with before you break into their establishment. Third off, I need to go and talk to my friends about this and possibly other things. Gags, don't sign me up for anything without my permission again. I will stab you. Gags, come on, we're going. And we're not working for you yet. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
You go and come back and Gags says, he signed you up for the Russian front.
I kind of imagine he like takes me by the hand and leads me out of the room. My head's like
that. He grabs you by the top of the head and carries.
Yeah.
I just he's just him. Getting shrinking.
He puts him into his front pocket.
And we go to, unless they stop us or try and talk to us, we go straight to Gormung. And
yeah, the moment you come into the room, I'm just like, what have you done?
Everything's fine. Don't worry.
So the dark guy just lets you pass. Once he realizes that you're ready to fight him, he's gonna let you go. Like he's not, you know, suspicious though he may be. We should all be aware now, because we all see movies and stuff, that the Dark Gags is playing at something, but what that is may be unclear.
Yeah.
So at right now, his purposes dictate that he does not become belligerent as far as Grant is concerned. So he lets you go past, and you guys are now a group, Grant behind, or Gormung behind bars, everybody else not behind bars.
Gormung, 1 second. We'll talk, yeah? Drimbor, we have to leave. Let him out.
No, Grant, I would be willing to listen to you if the city wasn't on fire. Why do I have this gut feeling that it is 100% your fault?
It's his fault. It's pretty much determined by the stars.
Okay, so
people are burning.
First off, 100% my fault. A little bit harsh. The people who broke into our house, I feel like they have some culpability in this.
Wait, our house blew up?
Second off, we can argue about things later. We need to leave.
Why do we need to leave?
Because did you commit some sort of criminal activity?
I mean, criminal, like, is protecting your home criminal? Is
you just said you blew it up.
Criminal? I didn't blow it up. They blew it up.
Gormung, I met a really nice guy on the bench out there.
Yeah, you
He's
shut
amazing.
Up.
He's amazing. Oh, okay.
You shut up. You be quiet.
What the
he
hell
has
happening?
Been trying to get us into bad situations, right?
I like to think that Gags is infatuated with Dark Gags.
He's amazing!
Wait. Okay.
Have you guys licked his fingers? I mean, seriously.
Whose fingers are you licking?
Yeah.
If I could leave this room, I would.
I would too.
I'm saying we really need to leave, because otherwise there's going to be some questions. I don't think any of us can answer them right now.
I mean, I've been right here with Gormung the whole time watching him. We haven't done anything. We don't need to leave.
We don't need to leave.
If you set the city on fire, you're going to have to join Gormung and set.
Gormung, why are you
put
in
him
jail?
In a different cell.
I mean,
because I'll kill him if he comes in here.
Gormung,
don't tempt me with a good time. I might put him in there.
Hold, Grant. I need to know this. Gormung, why are you in jail?
Because I stood up for what we need to do in this town. Why?
In case you were confused, Grant, it was not set on fire. That was not what we need to do.
Well, that's a shame, because the city's pretty on fire at the moment.
Yes, do you want to go with help put it out? I have to watch Gormung.
Hey, what are all of your passive perceptions?
I'm 19, 16.
17.
I think all of theirs.
14.
Yeah, 19.
I'm at 14.
You guys hear, most of you guys hear, what sounds like somebody hammering metal pitons into the wall outside of Gorbunk's cell.
Hmm. The hell was that?
Oh, for God's sake.
Clang, 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 clang.
Gags, is this you? Is this you doing?
I'm standing right here. I couldn't possibly be doing something that sounds like someone hammering pitons into a wall from the outside.
That was obviously specific.
And,
who's ripping what?
All of a sudden, the Gormung, the wall behind you in your cell is more or less wholly removed from the building by something you can't really necessarily see.
Gags does jazz hands and goes, ta-da!
I'm going to
put that wall back.
Doing the following things, I'm going to bring the great axe into my hand, and I'm going to stand there, and I'm going to wait. Because...
The wall collapses. You see a what seems like 40 people, 40, 50 halflings and gnomes, small folk.
That's a lot of little people.
You have like reins, like almost like a horse. Like you would put straps and stuff on a horse, and they have literally dragged the wall down through some dark, otherworldly magical strength.
That's what the hell. Hey, you guys want to put that wall back?
Put the wall back.
You can all see that Dark Gags is at the helm of this operation.
Wait, you look Gags. Familiar.
What
Wait.
Did you do?
We got to get out of here. And he says, Gags, we'll meet you at enter place name here. I haven't thought of a place name yet. But he tells you where to meet him. The
Gaggery.
Yeah.
The Gagthrine.
Exactly.
The
Gaggery. Yeah,
you know him, Gags?
The gag in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I like that one.
But once again, he must have named the tavern because you know wordplay and all that. And then they all like shirk off all of their straps and stuff, and they all like dodge in and out of the alleyways and stuff back to where they need.
Gormung, don't leave the cell.
I'm not going to. If they come in here, I'm going to cut them in half.
Okay.
That is what I'm
Gags,
going to do.
You have a lot of explaining to do. Grant, you have even more explaining to do.
All right, let me give you the skinny. See that black guy over there? He came out of this one when we ate a rainbow stone.
Hello!
That raises more questions, but go on.
Okay.
Basically, it was a... what we were told, a wish stone,
the city's still on fire.
Yes, I know. I can't leave my cell, which now has a giant hole in the wall.
You know what? I'm sure the sheriff will understand, and I'm gonna like unlock Gormont's cell. I'm like, we gotta go put this fire out.
A flaming woman runs into the cell, and like,
oh Jesus!
All right. Sure. All right. Oh. Yeah, I go with you.
And she's like, look after my children for
oh God.
The fire seems to be spreading relatively out of control, but thankfully within the next hour it looks like rain, but who knows how much of the city's
all right, left. So I have a spell called Gust of Wind.
Okay.
Which I can set up to go in a direction.
I like it.
Well no, I
can the entire city down.
No, but he can blow it like away from the city.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. So let's see.
I mean, do we need to put?
It's 60 feet long, 10 foot wide.
Okay.
In the direction that I choose. The gust disperses gas vapor and extinguishes candles, torches, and similar unprotected flames in the area.
Okay.
It causes protected flames, such as those as lanterns, to dance wildly for 50% chance of extinguishing them. So, where would this be best used? Because I have one cast of this, and then that's all my magic gone forever. So.
Okay. So Gormung has a huge chunk of the problem sorted out. I need somebody else to tell me what they're going to do to help.
Here's my axe. Feel free to stab Grant. Just cut off his head.
I would like to. This is kind of interesting. I would like to blade song
to give myself the bonus speed and do wield like buckets of water and help put out the fire.
Just spin.
Did I become a helicopter
fly up in the air, you know?
Did I hear where the safe house was that we were supposed to go to?
Yeah, what, the Gaggin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go there.
Yeah, you heard that. I don't know if you know where that is. I don't know if Gags knows where that is.
Thanks for helping, asshole.
You guys are pretty plugged in at that point. I'm pretty sure you would know where that is.
Yeah, I'd like to go and get my head down for no apparent reason, and maybe start trapping up the inn as well when I get there.
Okay. Well, you leave. Fine. Yeah, that's not very...
Yeah.
Just put out the fire.
Stormung and Durimbor, you guys working through throughout the hour are able to very heroically either put out or diminish the fire enough that it can be fought with water. And eventually the rain comes and puts out the remaining bits. Several people are dead. Several people are injured. It's been a great catastrophe. But at the conclusion of it all, Sheriff Hagar finds you and gives the both of you. I assume you're just kind of standing next to each other.
Yeah, we're like leaning against the well or whatever, just sitting there.
Yeah. And Gags, what are you doing? Where are you?
I went with Grant.
Okay. So Gormung and Durimbor, you guys are standing there. Sheriff Hagar comes over with his retinue. They're all singed and they've got, they're all tired and exhausted and whatnot. So is the sheriff. And he kind of looks at you guys and he just kind of like loosens his shirt and he's just kind of like,
what the fuck is wrong with you people?
No, he says,
he doesn't know it was us.
We know it was us.
He shakes your Gormung and Durimbor. He gives you hearty handshakes. He pulls you in for a big hug. And he says, not only are we even looking at Gormung, but the city owes you the grandest debt which I can bestow. And whenever that needs to come due, just simply say it.
You're welcome.
Hey, you be quiet. You're not there.
Sorry.
We appreciate that, Sheriff. I don't know what caused this. Do we have any leads or
is it he pulls you in close and he says, let's just keep the matter of that alchemist fire between us, because that could cause a lot of inquisition, especially when the commander arrives. So let's just keep that between us.
What alchemist fire, sir?
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. So, I believe Gormung.
So he will move on with his retinue.
Yeah. Have a good night, Sheriff. Gormung, I don't know. Okay, so many things have happened tonight.
Let's walk and talk. I need to go get my equipment.
We should stop by the house and see if anything.
No, I mean from the cell. Yeah, I still left my armor in there and whatnot.
Oh, right. Yeah, you probably look better with some pants on.
Oh no, I have. Oh, they burnt off. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I wasn't gonna say anything, but I didn't know if it's part of your culture or
what. Firefighting without any pants on? No.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
I thought it was some kind of orcscaping.
Part of it. You can't fight fire with pants on. How could you?
I mean, it is kind of like a fire hose, right?
As long as you didn't use it.
I like the idea that, I equip up, go back to the house. I just see, like, literally my side of the building is just gone. And I'm just like,
All right.
I'm going to kill that human. I've sworn to only kill those who have angered me or hurt my friends. I don't count him as either a friend or a human anymore.
Yeah.
You're in an existential disagreement with yourself where he's a friend.
but I can't hurt him lest I kill myself as well.
And I'm just like, and then I'm just like, maybe I'm just like, I'm just sitting there looking at him just like,
that was 35 years of spice collection. Oh my God.
Oh, wait, 35 is a lot for you, right?
It smells pretty spicy out here.
Yeah. Is that?
But like blackened chicken.
And I also, I'm like, I like, maybe I pick up a book and it singes in my head. I'm just like, my recipe book. Oh, that was two generations of people.
Oh. You open it, it all tumbles out as dust.
Yeah. Oh. I'm just sort of like,
oh no, I'm
where was that hideout?
We'll find the Gaggin. Do you need a moment? Are you okay?
I like, maybe I go downstairs and check the safe, and I'm just like,
okay, that's still fine.
What about our all our venturing contracts and the papers we signed in? Is that stuff okay?
Question, Graham.
That's in. I assume that would be like somewhere else.
That's in the front. Yeah, I imagine that's.
I hate to say this, but I set up traps all over the house.
I know.
Including in the basement and etc. So if Gormung's walking around, sorry, dude, but
Well, would your traps have been good enough to survive?
It was a 20.
I rolled a natural 20.
Gormung.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go poking around, I need you to make a.
I feel really bad.
What is your passive investigation?
Investigation. It's two.
Yeah. So.
I also have a pretty high insight. If you want to use that.
You know what with advantage because why don't you make investigation with advantage because you know what happened.
That's true.
The 19.
Fuck good.
Yeah. So.
I mean, it's no 26 if we're being completely honest. Yeah.
But I'm gonna go ahead and stop you from going into the basement and say, wait a minute, you probably know Gags rigged this place to explode, also, or Grant rigged this place to explode too. So
yeah, Gags.
But not only
would
that,
I,
not only...
you know what? I don't think I would understand that Grant would do it. But in my mind, I'm just like,
no, Grant's stupid enough to rig an entire fucking building to explode.
We'll have to have some specialist or someone come and undo this stuff. I can try, but...
Is Alchemist Fire magical?
No, it's alchemical. It's like the cure or the stuff the frog guy was doing.
Is there any way to, like, find... Is there any sort of, like, powder we can throw to, like, find, like, alchemical items? Like, sort of, like, maybe, like, a chalk or something that changes color when it's, like, near something like that?
It's all in bottles. It's not like it's leaking out or gas or anything like that.
You're right about that. Mm. Okay. Well, I just sort of look at it and I'm just like,
we literally don't have a home anymore.
We do. It's just a little bit drafty.
We literally can't go inside of that thing anymore.
Oh, you're right. It's probably not even fully done yet. There's probably more of whatever.
That's what I'm saying. He's stupid enough to rig our only home to this.
Oh, I left my notebook in there. The book I was reading.
I left my everything in there, and that's gone.
I really should just stop talking.
I need to take this opportunity to invoke the break.
Yeah, no, it's better.
I was actually thinking, I don't think I'd go there, because I don't trust those guys. So
okay. Where would you go?
I don't. That, yeah, this is the thing. I'm not really sure where I'd go.
Why don't you go back to the bar where you got sexy stabbed?
Am I allowed there? It was it still.
Am I allowed there?
Roll a d20. Give me charisma check.
You know, like I couldn't remember if I got banned from there or not. I guess not.
No.
Nothing like that.
Well, I did get stabbed there, didn't I?
Yeah, but yeah, you thought
that's
it was
basically public indecency.
You literally asked for it, man. You're like, hey, baby.
I didn't ask for it.
Want to get inside my rib cage?
No, I think Gags will tug Grant. Like, Grant, you gotta meet this guy. He's amazing.
He tried to break into our house.
No, not him. The other one. The handsome one.
Yeah, no, he tried to break into our house.
No, he was sitting next to me the whole time.
No, but the guy who worked for him under his orders.
You didn't see
he
that.
Literally set.
I think that guy had gone rogue. It's fine.
I think that guy had gone rogue.
Can I be in charge of security at the house?
Sure.
No, say no. Well, actually, you know what? Gags is immortal, so he can only kill himself and our enemies. So
yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, blow yourself up.
Okay, cool. All right, then. Yeah, let's go. But I don't trust him. I don't like him.
You'll come.
I don't trust you either.
You'll learn to love him.
Okay, so you guys going now?
Yeah. We'll go to this.
Right.
He convinced me.
So the Gaggin is it's more or less an eating establishment / bordello. Very seedy, very underground. It's actually underneath the barber shop in that particular area. So where your establishment is on, you know, adjacent to this city wall, the Gaggin is adjacent to this city wall in the basement. And actually, it's basically halfway outside the city, but underground.
Okay.
Just by virtue of where the basement is. And the entrance to which is accessible via a set of stairs on the outside of the building that go down. Like some of the, you know, downtown clubs.
It's like the hipster area to hang out in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
And so
I told you he was awesome.
There's a guy smoking something on the corner.
Hey, bud.
It's one of those jazz cigarettes.
Wanna buy some death sticks?
What do you guys do?
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
I want to go down the stairs and bebop my way into the Gags Inn.
Okay.
I will follow reluctantly.
You guys go downstairs. There's the door's open. There's some music inside. There's some speaking inside. You open the door, you see that it's all ladies.
What did I tell you?
All ladies. All beautiful ladies. All sizes, stripes, races, whatever.
This doesn't make you right, but okay, I'm in.
And you go up to the bar. You see there's a menu board up there. Say, oh, hey, what's on the menu for tonight? And so it is evening time now. That fire took most of it out.
What's on the menu? All ladies, all races and stripes.
Carrots. That's weird. Bananas, ice cream, eggplant, cucumbers, popsicles.
So Gags hops up onto the counter and says, "Barkeep, I would like ice cream with a popsicle shoved in one side and a carrot in the other, please."
You notice and look around that all the women are kind of looking at you now, being the only men in the establishment now, and they all have their phallic foods.
Finger gun them. I'm like,
are there any glisteners in this establishment?
No.
Oh, damn.
But this is certainly the kind of establishment that women would frequent, lest she not be in prison.
And rotting.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't
she? The barkeep is also a woman. At least 300 pounds.
The madam's always got to be the best looking one, you know.
She could probably tear you in half if she wanted to, without her hands.
Sexy.
Yeah.
All right, little boy, you here to fuck?
Sure am. Is my ice cream delicious?
Yeah, it's pre-melty.
Ooh.
So it's cream.
So it's like already slurpy.
Yeah. I'm like scooping up with the carrot. Yeah. And I don't realize how suggestive my motions look.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so just happy.
It is just wet.
It's like, you know.
It's moist.
Yeah, there you go.
Just looking around like, yeah.
Yeah, the ladies of the night are fanning themselves.
I'm going to pull out my clipboard, so I have a lot of work to do.
The hard rock starts up in the background. Bam, da, bam, bam,
oh, yeah. Foxy. Gags it.
In any case, you don't see dark gags anywhere.
Okay.
Is there... okay, so I'll say... my good lady, my lovely lady, my ice cream seller...
Why do you have a deep, higher voice than me?
Years of training, my good lass.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. I'm drunk on ice cream. And carrots. have you seen a guy that, you know, looks like me, but it's way prettier and, like, just really just dreamy?
Back room, private room.
I look at Grant, I'm like, he's even in a back room. How awesome is that?
She leans down to get sort of an eye level with you, Gags. She said, the bar lady, she asked, who's your friend there?
Oh, he's the best in the business.
Oh, you don't say. What business might that be?
The business. Mm-hmm. And I wink, but it's like a really forced wink. Yeah. I'm trying to be cool to impress Mega Gags.
You have to use your hands.
Yeah. I'm like,
the bar keeps, she snaps and
goes on a killing rampage.
Brings you a complimentary pre-melty ice cream.
Ooh.
Not you, Brett.
Me?
Yeah.
Interesting. I check for poison.
Take it from me. If someone gives you something to eat, it's totally fine.
Actually, I give a piece to Gags first and see if he dies.
I'm like the official party taster now.
Gags, constitution saving throw.
Maybe Yay! You should get the gourmand. You should get the gourmand fucking trait where you can just like taste everything and nothing affects you.
All right, here we go. 21. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's great. Best ice cream ever. It's just, it's lost some of its constitution.
My best constitution saving throw I get eating fucking ice cream. Okay.
Sorry. How much of an ice cream headache does he get?
Yeah.
Well, I'll sit down and I'd like to start interviewing these ladies, please.
Which one?
There's How many men have you stabbed in your life?
All of them. I'm gonna have to fill out all of my questionnaires.
All of your stenographer's pad.
Yeah.
All right, they are all attempting to ply their wares, as the case may be, and you know whatever.
Do you prefer
you're
men
after,
in
whatever,
thick ties or thin ties?
Yeah, no. Whatever you're after, they got you.
Okay, I'm just I'll just be like, so, what's your favorite evening? You know, all those.
So they you come to learn that they have several themed rooms upstairs.
Okay.
Or rather downstairs, since it's a basement. So, in the extra downstairs.
Take me to the ice cream room.
Yeah. So
there's the affection room, where it's really more like a, you know, there's no sex involved. It's just kind of like a, I don't know,
touching of the face.
there's the secret room.
Okay.
But you're not sure what that is.
It's a secret.
They tell you secrets.
There's the foreigner special.
Is that where someone walks on their back?
It's dedicated to the band Foreigner and.
I don't.
Is there the city on fire room?
Yeah, there's the flaming room, which, you know, too soon.
There's the rough room.
Is that DMX's Rough Riders?
No, it's the...
Don't give it to you.
No, just riding motorcycles around in the room. Yep.
and so on and so forth. Gags, what do you do?
Well, I would say while Grant is giving his interviews or whatever, I'm going to head towards the back room.
Giggity.
Okay. You go into the back room, and the whole back room is, well, it's more of like a hallway. First of all, there is in fact a kitchen, underutilized, but in any case, and then there, at the back of the hall, last door on the left, there is a single door with a plaque on the front at gnome eye level that reads Gags.
That's so cool. I open the door and walk in.
Okay. The whole room, it's relatively small. It's about, it's 15 by 15 or so. It's very small. Painted entirely red.
Graham, real quickly, can we change Naga Gag's name to just Nag instead of Gags?
No. That I don't know. I haven't decided what he would call himself, so.
Nags. Wait, no, what's the opposite of Gags? What's the opposite of Gags?
It's Gag, but it's not a word, so.
No, I mean if you enjoy gags, it's like a funny thing. So, sads.
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 Are there beanbag chairs?
No. So the whole room is painted red, and you see Nega Gags there, lounging, and it's not even like beanbag chairs. It's more like there's a sunken middle to the room, like the room is sunken, so you step into it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, half of which is a pool.
Oh.
And half of which is like beach, like sand.
Oh, and I wish Grant could see this. This is amazing.
And he says, my good man, my good other, says Nega Gags. And so back there in the main common room, there were a lot of women, right?
Oh yeah.
And so you would think that this kind of establishment may also you know cater to men.
Well, and yeah.
Grant asked when you came in where all the glisteners were. They're in here.
Oh.
You see, and so Nega Gags is there, shirtless, ripped, just
he abs, is ripped.
8-pack, just wiry.
I'm like,
he's got
I'm
seven.
Like laying on, I'm like laying on my stomach with my feet kind of up in the air, crossed with like I'm resting my hand on my arms, and just like I have big like anime eyes, like winking, yeah. Like blinking at him.
So he is there. So ripped. He has like an odd number of packs. You know,
well, yeah. Like his muscles have muscles on them.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Just fucking dividing forever.
He's sitting there like in that weird, awkward kind of way where his legs are all the way out and sort of like a diamond shape, just like presenting himself to whoever wants it.
Join me for meditation, Gags.
Yeah, and he's sitting there just moist from head to toe. Just he's being constantly glistened and fanned and dry, and he's just like Gags, my good man.
he's constantly being wetted and dried.
So like one side he's being wetted and the other side he's being dried.
Oh my god. And they just spin around slowly. Just like
yeah.
Oh
my god.
And this pool is not like a deep pool. It's more like an inch deep. It's just kinda like there for sound and whatnot. It's being like and so
it's
like
there for acoustics, you know.
There's a guy over there who's like making it wave. And he's like, I'm glad you made it.
Me too.
Join me in a soaking.
Hell yes.
Would you like to wade with me, Gags?
He's constantly adjusting his pelvis for some reason.
Oh my god! I immediately remove my clothing and get in the wading pool.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, so you've reconsidered my offer.
Yeah. I mean, what?
You've agreed to help me with my proposal, correct?
Oh, why are we even still talking about that?
Yeah, we got your orc friend out of dodge. You know, unorthodox method. My original plan was to use the alchemist fire in your
stomach. I walked out the normal one. They rip a giant hole in the wall.
I was very, I don't know about everybody else, I was very impressed with your ingenuity, your forethought, the fact that you had a plan B. I mean, just incredible.
I'm pretty great, aren't I, Raul? And Raul says, oh, yes, sir, of course.
Give me a high five, Raul!
Matt.
Yeah.
And so he says that the original plan was to steal the alchemist fire and blow the wall out, and he didn't, but the fire caused a great enough diversion that he could just drag the wall out with his enhanced forces. And he tells you through the course of conversation that the gag order is composed of about 16, 17 gnomes and anywhere between 12 and 13, 14 halflings. Well, now 13, after the untimely death of one of their own. And he specifically employs halflings and gnomes because they can get into small places, and, you know, for utilitarian purposes. And, you know, it's sort of like...
Racist.
No, he just wants to, you know, it's a progressive sort of thing.
the you know. Opposite of racist. Gags is racist.
No.
Sads? Nah, man. He's,
And so he's there and you're talking. He brings you whatever you want. He knows what you like because it's not because it's what he hates. Yeah. So he knows exactly what you want and he knows exactly what you know. So
you just know everything about me.
And so you're there having a good time. It's getting you pretty liquored up.
Mm-hmm.
Grant, you realize Gags has been gone for quite a while. I don't know if you even notice.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not sure I do notice. I'm very invested in finding out all the details I can from these ladies.
Okay.
What are Gormung and Durimbor doing? Are they getting medals and cake or something?
Well, I'll get there. Slow down. Okay.
Sorry.
Grant, you, they are also interviewing you back. Like, it's not just a one-sided conversation. They're more or less trying to figure out how much money you have. Are you letting on how much money you have with you?
I am lying.
Okay.
Can you
just go ahead and make a deception check for
anywhere between 0 and 11,000 gold pieces, my lady.
I am great at lying, just for the record.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
As you start working the room, you strike out with about
all of them.
One, two tables, three tables. You realize this isn't working. They can see right through your deception that you're not packing any money.
I will.
Although the barkeep is still interested, is for a freebie.
You can actually lose your virginity.
No, I'm gonna lay on the charm. I'm gonna switch tacks. I'm gonna stop saying I'm rich, and I'm gonna be like, you know, just proper like. Oh, hey.
So maybe persuasion instead.
Sure. I'm also great at persuasion.
Okay. All right.
Why couldn't have you died in the fire? Seriously.
Oh, my Christmas is fucking terrible.
So Grant's there, head on the table, in his hands, you know, cigarette butt in the ashtray, and then we diagonal wipe over to Gormung and Durimbor, who are just kind of like, where'd they go?
No, actually, I don't really care where they went.
you want to kill me, so.
I think at this point, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong here, Floof, but I think teaming up with the actual guards to, because I mean, you and I both know there is now more roguish elements in this town, and I know for a fact that this Nagagags is like bad business because.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him like come out of Gags, and Gags became a little more mentally retarded after that. Like I might add. So, you know, I know that it's bad for business. And while you know, the sheriff might be okay with me now. I'm still wanting him to fix the situation instead of ignoring it, so.
The shady elements?
Yes, the shady elements of this town. Yeah. So maybe we should give some thought to actually what we want this town to do for us. You know, that's the other thing that's worth pointing out too. Like,
Happy on fire is a good start.
Yeah, many of the resources of the city are now going to rebuilding the wall, which Grant destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well. I mean, they are your friends, and I... Well, I mean, what's to let in?
Oh, I do... I mean, Gags, I still have any sort of relation to... Grant, though, I can... I don't know. I'm okay with him dying.
Hmm. I mean, if you really want, you could always send him towards the dragon.
He's never going to do that. He's seen the dragon. I mean,
true. What did the darker one want? It looked like Gags.
For all I know, it's just literally everything bad about Gags. Like, so it's, yeah, well, you've only met him when he doesn't have, you know, the bad in him. But essentially, the Naga Gags is just everything evil about that person. And, you know, honestly speaking, it makes a lot of sense as to why Gags feels affection, I guess, to this thing, because it's the seductive part of him, I suppose, the one that's like, well, you could just kill everyone and take all the gold, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The Gags, okay. You know, doesn't have an evil bone in his body, essentially, and that's all in Naga Gags now.
Okay, okay. So what should we do about it? So what would Gag not want? He wouldn't want...
Well, he wouldn't want me to put an axe through his face. So I suggest
I don't think anyone wants that, really.
No, but I think we should. I think we should find him and put an end to whatever he's plotting. Because it can't be good. Need I remind you, the Iron Wolf's entourage is showing up here pretty soon. And
that's right. And we have a hole in our wall.
That's right, yes. So, honestly speaking,
not only that, he's assessing the defensive, you know, potential of the city. Now there's a big hole in the wall.
I wonder if we can use this. This nigga Gags wants you for something.
Well, he wants me. That's news.
Well, he broke you out. Well, he tried to. It seems. What if we can use this? What if we use him and his resources to shore up the city's defenses before the Iron Wolf's commander gets here? I mean, we have the advantage because we know their intentions and they don't know ours.
All right, so maybe we should just talk to this thing before I put an axe in its face.
We're going undercover.
So here's what I do. I find like a, I don't know, like a barrel of water or something, and I put the axe in that, and I close it up. Mm-hmm. And then
it's water.
Well, I mean, I can call it anytime I want. So if we're going undercover, going in without weapons seems a lot less threatening.
Well, I mean, I'm keeping my weapons on me.
I mean, go ahead.
You did just break out of prison, so yeah.
And I also.
You could just, like, bite him or something, right?
Yeah. I'm already threatening enough without the need to carry around a glistening magical weapon, so.
It's true. All right, do you know where this Gagson is?
No.
I'm sure if we just follow the little footprints, we'll find it.
Oh, they're everywhere. You're right. We just follow them.
You guys make your way to the Gagin and make your way downstairs and find... on one half of the common room are all of the women, and the other half of the room is Grant, who everybody has cleared away from.
Yeah, as I walk in, I see Grant, and I'm just like,
"Hey guys!"
Oh shit!
It makes a lot of sense that you're over there, women, because he constantly shits his pants. And then I just walk straight past him,
And he's like, I'm going to deal with you later, Grant. Not right now, though.
Sounds ominous. I was expecting facts.
Grant, there are three drinks on your table where the barkeep has sent you complimentary beverages.
Gags isn't here to poison test them, so I'll just leave them there.
So I'm going to go up to the... I'll go up to the waitress or the bartender, sorry. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm here to see Gags.
And who might you be?
An orc.
I can see that. Not sure what kind of business you have in my establishment making demands.
He broke me out of jail for some reason. I'm here to find out what that was.
Have a seat. I'll inquire.
All right.
I, I'm going to go to the furthest table away from him and sit down.
I'm just kind of standing in the middle, like awkwardly. I'm just going to stand here.
Yeah.
Dirigible.
I
sit down.
Who's dirigible? Yeah, I don't know anyone named dirigible.
You're there in the. It's not really a sauna. It's more. It's sort of built that way, but.
It comes to us and you're like, bow. I'm like.
It's a relaxing room. You're having a great time. You're liquored up. He is asking your opinion about how to assassinate the Commander Major.
Oh, I mean, it's real easy. You just put a weapon in his face, like into it.
Yeah,
and then they die.
Sounds pretty easy for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I'm sure you could do it real easy too. You seem pretty amazing.
I'm pretty good at most things.
I can tell.
There's one thing I'm bad at.
What's that?
I'm awful at assassinations, which means that you must be really good at them.
I think you're being too hard on yourself.
Oh, no. Oh, you.
Yeah, I guess
you,
I'm pretty good.
Or me. Or us. Oh, us.
So, Gags, the door, there's a knock at the door. Negagags snaps his fingers and one of the glisteners goes over and opens the door. The bar keeper, she says that there's a visitor. It's a half orc.
Oh, I know him. He's cool.
Yes, your muscle, which I'm glad he's here. We need him. Bring him in and she comes back. Gormung, she tells you where to go, last door on the left.
Okay. I go in.
All right. Door is left standing open. You see what I described earlier. You see Gags now also entirely undressed.
Oh, Jesus. What is wrong with this town?
Both openly lounging.
Ugh.
It's nothing he hasn't seen before.
Just glistening. For some reason, there's lotion.
I like the idea that I just walk in and you say all that. I'm just like...
honestly, Gormung, I don't know how you lasted this long.
Gormung, is it? Gags, my new friend, my new best friend Gags here has told me all about you. Come join us. We've made up a place for you.
No. Why did you attempt to break me out of prison?
Water's fine. It's nice and cool. Oh, please. Business.
Seriously, it's amazing. Business. Yeah.
Your friend.
I just stand there and like cross my arms and just sort of wait for him to answer.
Believe it or not, we have a lot in common.
Really?
I was surprised.
You're a half orc too, huh? Weird.
I mean, which half?
Definitely not the bottom.
I got it.
Maybe like the backside of him is.
Believe it or not, I don't know why you came here, Gormung, but I actually wanted to speak with you.
I know, you tried to break me out of prison. It was kind of cute, actually.
Yeah, and I succeeded, if I recall.
No, I literally walked out the front.
Well, be that as it may.
What do you want?
Potato. I need your group. Gags here has agreed that your group which he is the
Gags
boss of.
Gags speaks for himself, not for anyone in this group.
Well, as far as he's told me, the group is beholden to him, and he's the boss of everything.
Dude, keep that shit on the down low. Chill, all right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're very commanding people, us Gagses. You know, I understand if you're a bit intimidated by us, but you know, we have a bit of a big job coming up, me and Gags here, and we wanted to cut you in.
Go on.
It's super awesome.
As you've no doubt heard, the Iron Wolf's premier commander, Commander Major, is coming down to assess the fortifications of Barth, the city that we are in, and I intend to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, you already did that, so congratulations.
What do you mean?
There's a giant hole in the fortifications.
Yes, well, I intend that Commander Major does not go back to the Iron Wolf with that information.
Right.
So, we are going to arrange for him to have an accident, one which that cannot be traced back to anybody. Of course, least of which me, and next least of which Gags here, my new friend, friend Gags. Do you need a glistening?
Oh, you gotta try the glistening hormone. It's amazing.
I just sort of look at the guy who's got the spray bottle. I was like, you touch me with that, I break your fingers.
maybe another time then. It's cool.
All right then. So, Gormung, are you in or are you out?
What's stopping me from just leaving and telling everyone about your plan?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, I don't want you to do that.
You have no reason not to trust me. I've been incredibly forthright.
Aside from the fact that I saw you birthed out of my friend here when he ate a rainbow stone, much like
As I've explained to Gags here, you know, if you turn on those big old ears of yours, that was an unfortunate circumstance that Gags has since apologized for. It was a mistake on his part to eat the stone. I cannot make it back to my home plane, and so here we are. We are going to make the best of it, and that means entering into a.
Oh, I can help you get back there if you want.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was totally my fault, Gormung. I'm the only one complicit in this, really. I'm just trying to make it up.
I can give you a necklace that will allow you to go back to your plane of existence.
And... Gags water under the bridge. He said he'd catch you.
Okay. Let me repeat myself. I can give you a necklace that would send you back to your plane of existence. All you have to do is leave. Take all of your...
How would you accomplish this? Explain.
I have a necklace in my possession that would allow you to go back to your plane of existence. I've just
interesting
said that.
Interesting. Interesting. And where is this necklace?
If I told you that, it wouldn't be. I'm not going to tell you that. I shouldn't even have to explain why.
Fair enough. And what do I need to do exactly? I have to leave.
Well. For one, you have to use your forces for the good of this town.
Done.
You have to repair the wall.
Done.
You have to make sure that the underbelly of this town is removed.
Done.
And how will I know that all of this will get done?
Well, I imagine you'd be working very close with us. Me and Gags here.
Yeah, and I put my arm around him.
Gags here, official liaison.
Hmm. I like the sound of that.
He gives you a small, hastily put together placard.
God damn, that's awesome. Look, it's official, Gormung.
For you to put on your desk that doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Gags here will keep you informed. We've got 30 and growing. Any halflings and gnomes in the city, they'll come around.
All right.
It's going to be the cutest miniature army ever, Gormon. It's amazing.
Yep. The gag order will reign supreme. Graham. Sooner or later, Barth will be a bastion of goodness.
Graham, yes. How long until the Iron Wolf gets here?
Well, the Iron Wolf's not coming.
I'm sorry, the Commander Major, yeah.
3 days.
Well, you have 3 days. I suggest you get to it.
Okay. We'll put that on the to-do list.
It's either 3 days or no deal.
In the meantime, I intend for the Commander Major not to leave, because I can tell you exactly why. The Commander Major will use this place as a forward operating base for his military. The city will more or less cease to exist as the army takes over. This will turn into a militocracy. The common folk will be driven out, forced to be outside the walls. They will eventually get picked off by ravaging hordes, bandits, and wild animals. And when the war comes, they will, become refugees. Who knows where they'll go? It won't matter. But if the Commander Major finds that the either doesn't return or determines that this is not a safe place at all, then they won't garrison their troops here. The city will stay as it is, and it will become stronger and better for it.
If this is the will of the king and the Iron Wolf, then that is the will of me and my companions.
Yes, well, hopefully we will work on that attitude.
I already have in place some arrangements that can help the village, or the people of this town, safely extract, if need be.
Yes, of course, and of course we will be more than complicit.
Very well, then build this wall, and if the Commander Major comes under any ill will, you will lose your chance to go back to your home.
Who's going to be paying for this wall?
You are. It doesn't matter, you're leaving this place.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll see about that. You can go.
I need some assurances from you.
Do you need a glistening to go?
No, I need some assurances from you that this is going to be done. You have 3 days, after all, to make arrangements.
Yeah, I do.
Then what assurances are you going to give?
Plenty of time. Well, like what? You came to me asking for help.
A contract. Your word on paper.
All right, what do you got? Draft it up.
Very well, I'll be back.
And then I look at Drimbor, and I'm just like, I raise an eyebrow with that, you know, longing PC glance that everyone seems to be able to understand completely.
Oh yeah, we know. I'm like, I'm just kind of like,
gags. When Gormung leaves, Negagags makes like a jerking off motion.
God damn, you're hilarious!
And he gives you another spritzing.
Well, from the spray bottle, I assume.
Oh yeah, that's what.
In the situation, I feel it's relevant to specify.
That was fucking good. That was a good joke.
All right, like Drimbor and Gormung and Grant are all in the common room.
Right, so I don't know. I'm trying to think. So this nigga Gags, he is the exact opposite of Gags. Gags.
Well,
would...
as it turns out, I guess he's from an alternative dimension where everyone's an asshole.
Am I with them or am I still in timeout? Gormung, am I still in timeout or?
I don't know. You destroy everything that I love, Holden, dear?
No. I'm still alive.
Then you're still welcome to stay in the timeout zone and never leave.
Fine.
I'll get with you, Grant. So would Gags keep his word on something like this?
Yes.
Gags?
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
If we're talking about Gags the gnome, and I'm like shouting. I'm like shouting on the sofa.
Yes, we're
talking about hard gags. He would keep his word. I don't trust this other guy. He tried to break into our house. He blew up our house, basically.
No, you blew up our house when you put all those traps in there.
Well, I mean, you know, I said someone's going to break in. Someone tried to break in. Do you really want that guy with a whole load of alchemist fire?
But if someone's going to break in, why would you destroy the place instead of...
I didn't destroy the place.
So real quick, the camera pans over past the bar into the room where Gags is. And Gags, he says, here, let me show you something.
Okay.
Oh God.
And he walks over to the wall and he taps on one of the panels three times and then pushes it forward. And there's just a little hole there and you can see and hear everything going on in the common room.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so
here, let's have a listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
like push our heads together.
Yeah.
So Gags would keep his word on this. So does that mean that the Nigga Gags won't keep his word on this?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, as long as he helps us rebuild, that's all that really matters.
That's true.
If he is the opposite of our Gags is loyal, he's honest, really stupid, and really unlucky. So the other guy must be an absolute monster.
It's also worth pointing out that our Gags is a model. That makes this one not.
Interesting. So you're saying we wait for him to die of old age? I like it.
No, I'm saying we send him back to his home after he's done what we need him to do here.
Well, that's the contract, right?
That's the contract.
He won't hold. I don't trust him.
Gags, Nigga Gag says, hey, why don't you go out there and why don't you bring them around to our side?
I mean, I'll do my best.
Yeah, go out there, champ.
Okay. Smack him on the butt. Put my clothes on. And...
Yep. And then
smack him on the butt as you walk in. You're like,
Gags, are you done with whatever that was in there? I assume you guys were having sex.
Yeah, he's still kind of moist.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, I know it seems shady, but
you smell of other dimensions. I don't like it.
This guy, I mean, he's really cool.
So are you saying that you're very uncool?
Well, I mean, look at me.
I am.
Yeah. That's,
okay.
Gags.
Okay.
Just real quickly, let's get to the point. What do you want from us?
I mean, I think we go along with what he says.
What, we murder the emissary of the king? Yeah, good job.
Well, I mean,
'cause you know what happens when we do that? Literally the worst things ever.
We get branded as traitors.
I mean, if we're gonna Gags, like, if we're gonna kill someone, we need to get paid for that, right?
No, we're not killing anyone. We're not killing anyone.
No, I'm saying if we were going to kill someone, we need to get paid for it, right?
Oh my God, we're not even considering it.
I mean, no, of course, none of us are considering it. Like, you know, Gags, how rich are you? Do you think?
I mean, I'm pretty rich.
Okay, well, the other
guy... So that means that the other guy's got no money.
Yeah, okay, so he probably won't pay us. So, yeah, let's not even consider Gormong's plan to kill the guy.
What?
It's not my plan. I will slap the fucking teeth out of your mouth if you say that again.
I don't think I've seen him do... Have you done that before? I don't think I've seen him do that.
Listen, all I'm saying is, have you licked Mega Gag's fingers?
I'm not gonna lick that thing.
You
do realize he comes from another dimension, right?
That's...
Well, you know, he comes from me.
That makes it worse.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd rather is considerably worse.
That's actually massively disgusting, and you should.
I mean, guys, he's kind of like my baby. But like,
that's not helping
the
situation.
Cool baby.
You're making things worse.
No, please.
Why would you lick your babies? Is that like a gnomish thing?
There's got to be a gnomish thing.
He forced me to.
Oh God. Do you need help? Do you need protection? Mm. We could keep him away.
I don't know. I don't need any more.
They spent some time in the rough room.
Actually, you know what I'm gonna do at that point? I'm gonna pick up Gags and I'm just gonna be like, okay, it's time to leave.
All right. Should we go home?
Fuck you.
Oh no, that's right. We can't.
Actually, you know what? Yes, let's go home, and you're gonna take away all those goddamn traps you put down.
I can almost guarantee you that most of them are gone.
But you should make sure.
At least half of them.
You should go check, and then you can sleep outside.
Yeah.
So, my bedroom's fine. Why would I sleep outside?
Because I'm taking your bedroom. Confiscating it.
You're taking my bedroom?
Yes.
We're confiscating it. You blew up half the house, you had to fix it. I'm not saying you did it, you are responsible for it.
And here's the best part. You get to live in whatever you fix, so if you do it poorly, that's your fucking bed to lay in.
Interesting.
Have you built a house before?
I doubt he's even picked up a hammer before.
I understand the basics of house building, sure.
Okay. And not the ones with cards.
Don't God, this cards. Is going to be like the Simpsons episode where they get together and build Ned Flanders a house, and he tries to walk down the hallway, but it gets smaller as he gets to the end.
Graham, I just a quick question. So I know this wasn't like established or anything, but I have this feeling the way I'm doing this, like, so I can't sense where Negagags is anymore, but what I kind of want to do is the farther away I am from him, the less sort of under his spell I am. And so I can maybe use that as a way to sense how close I am to him.
Well, he's not. He just has an otherworldly charisma about him.
Well, right. But so as I go away from when I'm not hanging around him, I'm not going to be like, yeah, let's do this.
That's up to you.
Okay.
And so I assume we're at the old house now.
Dave, when you said that thing about the Simpsons, I was thinking you were going to talk about is that one episode where he's trying to build the grill?
And it turns into a work of art instead.
Must use French instructions. The grill? What the hell is it?
What the hell is the grill?
Why is everything you make have to be a failure?
So I get
We'll wait here. You go in there and disable literally everything.
If you wanted a sunroom, it'd be great in the summer.
Oh yeah, I'm going to invoice you for 32 years of spice discovery.
Gonna put in a work order.
Also, all of my recipes to be fair, I've committed most of the good ones to memory, but there was a lot of recipes in there. Two generations of orc family, the Gormung family.
You still have that stew, right?
Yes.
From 2 days ago?
I will put my hand up and say, a little bit of fault over here with the whole exploded house.
That's entirely your fault.
I mean, no. Well,
you have the ability to set traps that capture people. You have the ability to set traps that poison people. You decided it was a good idea to set traps that literally will destroy half the fucking city.
Granted.
Yes, granted. Exactly. You granted the situation.
I got you out of jail, so...
Wait.
I mean...
That was the little ones. And I got him out of jail anyways.
Well, you were only able to get him out of jail so that he could help with the fire that the evil gags.
Yes, started. But you also destroyed my entire life in the process.
Yeah, he was going to spend one night in jail.
But you got out of jail.
One night in jail or all of my earthly belongings.
I mean, I wouldn't call the other gags evil per se.
Shut up, gags.
Okay.
Are you giving him a gag order?
The gag order is real, motherfucker.
So I am going to head back to... I'm going to head back to our house. I am not immediately going to dissolve.
Okay. Oh, good one. Yeah, that's a great idea.
How long do you think it's going to take him? Should it take him like maybe an hour, two?
If we get real lucky, he's going to kill himself in the process.
I'll be like, you guys stay here.
No, we're definitely staying here.
I'll come back for you when everything's sorted. And I'm going to take up my position and see if anyone tries to break into my house again.
Oh my god.
We should go get some food. I'm starving.
been a long day. Night. Long night.
I would feel a lot better if I could cook something, so maybe I should... No, well, you know what? We need to get access to our money, because all of my money is in there.
Well, that's part of the house. You can't...
So, as Grant's going in, I'm just like, Grant, I need to get to the money so that I can buy things, so that I can make sure that everyone doesn't starve except for you.
I got my wallet. I can cover you for a couple of days.
There you go.
No.
I've got this. Trust me.
No, I don't trust you.
Why not?
I wonder why.
You did destroy everything he owns. And that
was... What's that got to do with trust?
Two generations of recipes.
Two generations, yes.
I mean,
35 years of spice collection. You guys want to be around
for like 100 years, so I'm assuming that's a long time for you guys.
Yes, it's a very long time.
30 years.
How long do half-orcs live for, Graham?
I think it's the same as humans, right? Like 80?
Anything with a half-human lives for human length, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Gnomes live for a while, though, right?
Yeah, 125, 150, something like that.
Or in my case, forever.
Maybe I'm mixed up. No, I think it's 300, 600, and halflings are...
Actually, before... Are like human. You know what? Before anything happens, maybe I, grab Grant before he walks off, and I just, put my hand on the amulet around his neck, and I just take it off his neck, and I'm just like...
I don't have it on my neck, motherfucker. I hid it in my room.
And then I'm just like, okay, you walk into your room. And I'm going to get that amulet.
So you're asking me to get the amulet for you?
I'm going to follow you.
Okay. Well, secretly?
No. I'm literally holding onto your fucking neck.
Leading you around.
And I'm just like, you walk into this house and you give me that amulet.
So, Gags, should we go get food?
I mean, I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like in order to further our backstories and the narrative of the story, you and I should probably hang out a little bit.
Sure. what was that about? What?
You know, flesh it out a little bit.
Sure.
It's just something Megan Gax taught me. It's fine.
I don't like him.
For the sake of, I don't know what. Will you, somebody roll me a number between 1 and 200?
What's this for?
So 1d200.
Sure.
Sixteen.
That is so low.
I don't think it matters though.
So you go down to the, I don't know, go down to the just the local whatever, the local place.
It's literally called the whatever.
Place. The local place.
Yeah.
It's corned beef.
Yeah.
Mm. You guys are going inside. You've got corned beef, maybe some ale, maybe some wine, whatever. Mm. The door opens and a familiar hobbled gait sound, footsteps come in, and you guys hear Mr. Khan say, "Ah, there you are. I'm looking everywhere for you."
Oh, Mr. Khan. Good evening. What can I do for you?
Hello. The forgeries are coming along nicely.
Oh, perfect. Glad to hear it.
Oh, yeah, the forgeries.
I suspect everything's still according to plan. The fire had me worried.
Had me worried as well.
I gotta be honest with you, Connie boy.
What?
There's so many plans going on, I don't even know what to keep track of anymore. Am I right? And I'm like elbowing Durimbor.
Stop. What are you doing?
yep. Everything's tip top.
Yes.
Yes. Sounds good.
A-OK.
Good. I'm just checking in. Let me know if anything changes.
Will do. Let us know if you have any word from Jeff. I would love to meet him again sometime.
Jeff kicks ass.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. And he leaves.
Have a good evening, Mr. Khan. So, why were you poking me with your elbow? What was that?
I think... I... So, alright. listen, I was kind of affected by my other half. And yes, that's how I refer to him now.
Most he people are affected by their other half, yes.
So I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can't, like, I can't really control. I have no filter. But I'm around him.
Oh, I thought that was always.
It hasn't quite worn off yet. I'm usually pretty good at it, but not so much. I was getting glistened. He was touching me. It was weird.
I was licking him.
Yeah, he tasted delicious.
Do you need a safe place away from him? We can arrange that.
I don't know. I don't know what I want anymore.
Right. Please elaborate. We were in the middle of a fire when Gormon mentioned it. You ate a rainbow stone, and he came out of your body.
Yeah. So, we killed this dragon, and it was sitting on this stone. And the thing was that, if you ate a piece of the stone, you get to make a wish. So I made a wish that I wanted to be able to tell the greatest story ever told. You know, because believe it or not, I'm a bard. I don't do many bardy things.
I never bard. Or write or.
I know.
Or play so instruments.
I've lost my loot in the fire.
Oh, we could probably get you another one. They're not that hard.
Yeah, I'll find one. But that's not important. So I ate this piece of rock.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't weird at all, but go on.
No, well, that's how you get your wish. Mm-hmm. So I ate it, and out from my body came Negagags. And I used to be able to just know where he was at all times. Anywhere in the world, I could be like, check on Negagags. And it's like, oh, he's over here bathing in a pool or whatever. Well, I almost didn't realize it, but all of a sudden I couldn't do that anymore. Next thing I know, he's sitting next to me on a bench, being all suave and shit. What was I supposed to do?
So it seems like you can't locate him, but he can still locate you.
Ooh, you're smart. See, this is why we need to hang out more.
Well, it'd be easier if you weren't constantly on fire or getting yourself in trouble.
True.
Same with Grant.
Will you be my voice of reason? Smile at him.
Don't show me your teeth. What is that? What are you doing?
My lack of teeth.
So that's basically the gist of it. I don't know why he wants us to kill this inspector guy. He hasn't really laid that out. But in all fairness, I never really asked him.
I mean, I'm really against this idea, seeing as I work for the kingdom.
It does seem pretty shady.
Completely. No one asks you to stage an accident with good intentions in mind.
That's true.
Well, all we can do now is hope that the other Gags stays true to his word. You know, cleans up the criminal underbelly, if it helps fix the wall, and we'll try to help him return to his home plane, if all goes well. If not, I guess we can always take the violent approach and arrest him. Forcefully.
Alright, but all I'm saying is that I can't promise I won't get in the way. Something's happening to me when I'm near him. I get those butterflies.
Well, I think Gormung has you under control.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I saw him grab a 3-foot beam and just chuck it over his head. It was impressive.
Yeah, he's pretty strong.
Yes, that's why I tried not to anger him. I don't know how you guys just have it. You have this courage, this unfound iron will to go against him all the time.
He's a big softy.
I don't think he's any part of him is soft. Like, not even his tongue. I bet that his tongue is made out of steel
too. So, yeah. Thank you.
Well, Dax and Darumor are catching up and having some camaraderie. Grant and Gormung, you're going to find the amulet, I guess?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he's dragging me off to...
No. It's like I'm putting you in front of me and it's been like, all right, lead the way. You trip over any of these, I will throw you in front of me.
Very well. I'll just disarm the traps to my bedroom and go and pick up my amulet.
Okay.
I think it's probably just literally like under my mattress.
Okay.
In your pillowcase.
Yeah.
I like the idea that one night you just like accidentally cast yourself into the ether and it's like
yeah.
Wake up on the parallel elemental plane of ooze.
Yeah. That's a fitting end for Grant, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So then I make him...
Before I give it to you, Grant's going to say, I'm going to give this to you, but I want a deal first.
Yes, the deal is I don't break your neck.
I like that deal. Could I counter proposal that you don't break my neck? And also, I am allowed to deal with security for us.
I like look around, like maybe like a plank falls off the roof and just hits the ground or something like that. I'm just like, no.
Why not? I mean, people tried to break in to take our stuff.
So Grant, I need you to understand that. When I have children, I was going to pass on my family heirloom, which was the recipes and all of my hard work collecting spices and tastes from around the world. You literally destroyed that in an instant.
I did not destroy that. We've been through this. I merely safeguarded our possessions and our house.
Good job and with that. You failed 100%.
Most, like 75% of our possessions and our house is still intact.
All of it would have been intact if you didn't, I don't know, use explosives and fire to do what
fire,
you needed
not
explo- to do.
I didn't use any explosives.
And another plank falls from the roof, hits the ground. It's like...
I put my hand up to that maybe not going as well as I thought it might have. But I had very little time to prepare. You know, if I have the time, I can set up brilliant traps, like poison traps, spike traps, deadfall traps, cage traps. You know, like, it will look beautiful. And, like, there's a tiny chance of Gags dying.
When you can get back my heirlooms from the ether, you can be the security master.
Fine. Here is the amulet. I understand you're upset right now. I'm sure once you've thought about it for a bit, you'll change your mind.
You guys finish up your corned beef down at the tavern. What happens next?
All right. So we should go see how those other two are doing.
Yeah, we should probably check on them.
Hopefully he hasn't strangled them yet. There's a not 0% chance he has strangled him.
The corned beef was serviceable, but makes you gassy.
That's nothing new.
Yeah. Probably should have got something a little nicer.
You know what, Durinbor, you recognize now that Gax has had some food in him, he looks less green than he did yesterday.
Yeah. So looks like you just needed a half decent meal. You're looking better.
I feel better.
You look better for you. So,
yeah.
I mean, you're still missing the ear. You want to get like a fake, like maybe a wood one, stick it on there.
No, chick stick scars.
I don't know about missing ears though.
Oh, well, shit. What have I been living for?
All right, you guys make it back to the house. There's Gormung and Grant.
Oh, the house is a lot worse than I remember.
The plank falls from them.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you get all the traps?
I have to get all of them?
Yes, all of them.
I would like to.
What about the ones down in the basement guarding our money?
100% those ones.
Why?
Yeah. I'm not paying for you forever.
Do you not want our money guarded safely?
I don't want our money incinerated.
Well, there's no fire down there. There's no fire traps down there.
It should be easy to disarm, right?
Well, it'll take me an hour or so, maybe. But yeah, I can disarm them. But
all right, we got all night.
I tell you what. If you can actually protect our stuff better than an arcane lock, can you do that?
Tell you what. Why don't you go down there and try and break into the chest?
I don't want our money to be incinerated.
There is no fire down there.
I'm never taking your word for anything ever again. You literally blew up half of the house, so
that's extremely hurtful. I feel it's a little.
I'm glad you're hurt. Honestly, it makes me feel considerably better.
Which is good, since you did burn everything he treasured and cherished.
Everything.
And collected over the years.
Didn't do it. I am responsible for it, but the nega gags and the.
You know, if you continue to keep saying that, you're gonna have to sleep with one eye open or leave.
I always sleep with one eye open.
Well, I'm glad because
I've got a matchstick that I put in my eye to make sure it stays open.
Why?
Well, I hope you'll see me coming during the night. Drimble. Don't worry about him. You should worry about me.
He won't sneak up on you. Yeah. He'll be very bold-faced about it.
I will kick the door into your face.
I've seen him do that. He rescued a child with like that. Two children. One in each
hand. I still like you, Grant.
Thanks, Gags. It makes me feel much better. I seem to remember the last time you tried to kick down a door. Didn't you kind of not kick down the door?
I thought he just knocked on it.
Is that just me? Oh, yes.
Yeah, he knocked on it.
He put his fist through it. That's what happened. Yeah, I remember.
The next day, you guys argue into the day.
Yeah.
The next day, a large team, 6, 7, 8 sometimes, at the busy hour of team of dwarven masons come to rebuild the wall. It'll take them a little bit of time, but they start.
Did they whistle while they work?
Yeah, and they're kind of in your way, like they expect some sandwiches or something.
I bring them lemonade.
Okay.
Right. So, Grant, how do you go plan about fixing the house?
Can't we get these guys to do it?
No, like, this is a Grant job.
The sheriff owes us a favor now after you guys.
Security master, we have a giant hole in our house. Why don't you secure it for us?
Very true. I see multiple flaws in our security system.
This is a deal then, and I will fix the house.
Using none of the money, because you can't access it, I might remind you.
Well, he needs to buy the wood. It's not free.
There's plenty of wood lying around, like over there. There's some over there.
Some just fell down from the ceiling again.
Well, that wood is burnt. It's not going to keep the rain out. That one's broken in half. I don't know how he's going to fix that one.
I'm sure he can take his share of the money that he has in his unburned belongings and fix the portion of the house that he destroyed. And if he doesn't have the money, maybe he should take up a job and help the carpenters for a bit of time so he can get the money to build the house.
How would you like to make honest money?
Because I'm sure all the alchemist fire that he stole from the capital to blow up the house is, you know, worth a lot.
Wait, Gormung, what alchemist fire?
My god, don't start this. Not with me.
So, I'm going, Graham?
Yes. No, I'm just, yeah.
I'm gonna go to the sheriff.
Yeah.
And ask him to rebuild the house.
Yes. Unnamed human, what can I do for you?
Sheriff, it's lovely to see you. I was just hoping you'd be able to spare a little manpower to rebuild the portion of our house that was destroyed.
I saw some masons over there. Are they not doing that as well?
Are they actually rebuilding the house?
I don't know. I didn't send them.
Yeah.
If they come over there, I'll be like, no, we've already got someone doing it.
So I'm gonna say they're not actually doing the house. I'm pretty sure they're doing the wall. You know, I think, seeing as this was, was this originally his house or?
No, it was just the city owned or like, you know, repossessed.
Okay, yeah. So I'll say, like, seeing as we helped you out by storing things, I can't remember exactly what off the top of my head at the moment. I'm sure it'll come back to me later. Maybe you could help us repair the house as a repayment favor, as it were.
Yes, let me. I will see what I can do. Can I finish my lunch first?
Absolutely, brilliant.
Okay.
And thank you for your assistance. It's much appreciated. And I'm gonna go back and be like, I sorted out, guys. No problem. Don't have to work. We're all good.
I'm gonna stand here and make you work.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you, Gags.
You're welcome.
I love that dude.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't the other gag supposed to help with the wall?
With the wall? I don't know.
Yes,
I
didn't know.
There's Gormung, as you're doing your normal everyday duties for the good of the shop. I know we haven't talked much about how that actually works, but you still have your couple of moles that go around and do the little stuff and whatnot.
Sure, yeah.
But there is a the bell rings and somebody comes in. It is a, let's decide, a
tiefling,
dwarven woman,
damn it,
very old, as is tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, on a walking stick, sunbaked, unusual for a dwarf. Comes in, she only stands at, she can't even see above the counter. But she says, "Is this the adventuring company?"
It is. What can I do for you?
My name is Elda.
Pleasure to meet you.
I it's been terrible when she begins to cry.
Okay.
There are... I have no place left to go. There's... We've scraped together everything that we have to bring you to find somebody who can vanquish a beast.
All right. Could you describe what it is that you need vanquished?
Well, she sets a sack of various odds and ends on the table. She says a creature who at first began, it looked like a man, but with green skin and a long head.
Okay.
Dark black glassy eyes like crystal balls, who could command magic spells. We were no match. No one was any match for him.
You mean in combat?
He walked into the old Johnson place, just tore it apart for seemingly no reason. Didn't want anything.
Could you describe how he tore it apart?
Pardon me.
She has a notebook. She's like,
I kept it all in my journal.
She describes that this particular beast used a firestorm to set the farming community of which she's describing ablaze.
Interesting.
And a wall of fire. He instilled fear in the people of the town.
What? How much did she put on the table?
It's 10 copper pieces, a backhoe, like a trowel,
and like some linens.
I sort of look over the stuff and I'm just like, do you happen to have any sort of spices or anything like that?
Spices?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
You could say I'm sort of an entrepreneur when it comes to...
I guess, back in my home.
Anything unusual, spices, anything like that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I... Something of a traditionalist. I keep the full complement, the standard complement of dwarven spices.
I would be happy to investigate this with my adventuring party. If it becomes too much, though, you need to understand that services rendered need to be paid out, so...
Yes, once the beast is vanquished and everyone can get their heads back on straight, it's anything.
Okay, well, would you be willing to sign up some sort of, like, stipend for the Adventurers Guild? In terms of, like, revenue from your crops in the future.
I'm sorry, it's lunchtime.
She pulls out a hamburger.
Yeah.
I'm glad you played Tuesday for a cheeseburger today.
Anything.
All right. Well, how about this? In exchange for dealing with the matter up front right now, well, we can take those spices off your hands and... the stipend later.
Yes. Done.
Can you perhaps gather the people who have witnessed testimonies about this creature, and we'll do our best to find them.
Well, I came here to seek aid. The rest of them are in the are in the Williams basement.
As in, they've been taken?
No, hiding.
Okay.
A day they've been there. I pray they're still there.
Where can we find this green-headed creature?
She describes the small farming community that pretty much like funnels food into the city. Which is a day's ride away,
mm-hmm.
To the south, which is nearer the capital. And it's pretty much just farms. Like it's about 25 families that kind of, you know, maintain the food situation.
Okay. There is a bit of a catastrophe here in the town, as you can probably see. I, like, you know, gestured to the giant hole in the building.
Hold off the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh shit, we might get there.
And I'm just like, so we will do our best to make sure that we can look after you. Might I suggest maybe sending word to these people in coming to the church as part of the a group of refugees or something like that?
Church? What church?
Is there a church here, Graham, or some... Like, where would the people go in this... Like, a town hall or something?
Yeah, there's... I mean, they will find some place for them to go in times of struggle, yes.
Okay, so probably a town hall or something. I don't know. I was like, you could go under protection with the rest of the refugees while we sort out your situation in the meantime.
Okay, and she will... She will go and find a courier service to go run a message.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's that?
That's that. That's a pretty decent deal, I think.
Heartless.
Heartless?
Heartless.
Mate, look, you can't just go around... You can't just go around doing things for free. Okay?
Your heart of gold.
Well, I mean, you know, we've basically got indentured servants now. Grant's proofs.
Naked gags would have done it.
Yeah. No, it's a stipend from.
You should feel proud.
Do you not know what stipend means? Because I can.
No, I do. I do. It basically means do our work and give us food, and we won't. Your
it's a percentage of their profits from the farms.
Won't break your kneecaps. You're paying. Yes. They're paying protection money.
You basically went round and went, wow, these houses are really flammable. Give me money, or give me food.
No, that's something that Grant would do. A stipend from the percentage of their profits is all that I asked for.
Grant's an angel.
Oh my god, I hate you so
much. Oh, daddy.
So, Floof, I have a question for you. What would you like the town to reward us with? Like, because they said that they owe us a great debt and that we can ask them of anything.
Probably a house without holes in it.
Is that all you want? Just a house?
Drimbor is pretty happy with his life at the moment.
I mean, like, we could potentially... because right now, I mean, we've sort of taken the jobs board, right? Is there a way that maybe we could use the... become sanctioned or something? I don't know if we're sanctioned at the moment. Like, I don't...
I mean, we work for the guard service, so
yeah, I don't know.
The sheriff probably loves you quite a lot now.
I mean, I thought we were basically like we're official, right? We're sanctioned.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what more we could ask of this town other than to
you're adjunct deputy sheriffs.
Yeah, like maybe.
Yeah, didn't he give us badges?
Yeah. It basically works is that like adventurers. In a weird sense, adventurers go to the town guard and do work for the town guard. We manage that.
Yeah. So, Graham, let me ask you this question. Is there anything the town can do to, like, extend or make more profitable our business in a sense? Like, could they, like, advertise to outside towns about this adventurers guild that we're putting together?
Well, yeah, but that's also something you can do. Like any kind of traders and stuff will spread the word. I mean, they're the blood of the community, right?
Sure, but
Yeah, I mean, if you want to ask that, then they can probably figure it out.
Is there any way that this town has any sort of dungeoneering contracts that they bid for or anything like that?
Like I said, that all happens either at the capital and all the people go. Like there are specific people and they're typically members of the secret police who go and say, okay, here's the entrance to the dungeon. Let's go get all the people. All the people go, they watch the adventurers go in. They kind of like shop around. Well, remember,
okay. I know what I want to ask for now. I know what I want to ask for.
The Iron Wolf is a set group of adventurers. That was you guys.
Yeah.
Now it's not. No, it's somebody else. So they bring those people to go into the dungeon and look.
So maybe we can ask the town to send a representative to go and request these contracts on behalf of the town, you know, like take it away from like one person and make it sort of like a taxable thing for the kingdom so that they can make money off of it, right? But we sort of manage it from the city so that it improves the city, but it also requires the city to put some sort of investment into it to make that grow.
Yeah, it could.
Well, that's what Khan sent a letter for, was our request for dungeon contract.
Yes, but that was the Khan, yeah, like saying that he'd do something. This is an entire town on the frontier getting behind the idea of like growing the town in some way by sort of bringing in like adventurers to like this guild house or whatever it is that we're trying
okay,
to
okay. So you want to ask the town to put in a bid for us to get dungeon contracts, not
yes,
just from Mr. Khan himself.
Yes,
okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you?
It's really your favor.
What do you think of that?
Remember, the sheriff is on the council.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Because they originally said no to this.
They would still have to put it to a vote, and so you know that you have one vote from the sheriff. You know you have one nay from Hatch.
Because the idea is that let's say that, you know, what Nagagags is saying comes true, which is, you know, this guy's going to roll in deep. He's going to say, okay, this place is great. Let's set up a war here. Right. Having some sort of kingdom sanctioned adventurers guild here also would be very profitable during the war, whatever that might be.
So it's going to work out either way good for us, man.
Yeah. Durimbor has heard you guys talk about magical items and their amazing effects, and he's curious. He wants to try it himself.
I mean, you saw me, like, fucking...
Yeah, I saw you summon up a storm out of nowhere and put out the town fire.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, I would love something like that.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah, it sounds like we need to get the council on our side. And so we have one vote so far.
Okay, so...
So we kill Hatch.
No, because now we're just murderers.
This is a private conversation between me and Grimble, by the way.
Fine, okay.
Fine. Sorry, it's just sometimes Ron, I just shout out words and I don't know why. I just Grant said something that I'm sure. I just like, no, that's murder. I said that too often to him. Why do I have to tell him how often something is murder? I worry about him.
Yeah. Oh, that is very much an illegal thing, Grant.
Right, so this man wants us to go take care of this creature. I said we go now.
All right.
There's people waiting on us. Very Grant, well. Get down from there.
He's like got like a two. He's got like a hammer. He's just beating his hand with it.
Yes. Well, because he loves being up in the tree and like getting himself stuck on the rope. So he's like
yeah,
he's
I do love that.
Yeah, so he's putting like a board over the one of the window frames. Like, get down from there.
All right. So yeah,
we got work to do.
I think maybe we before we leave, we have a talk with the sheriff about our intentions.
Okay.
And what is his thought on that, by the way?
What is his thought on that?
I mean, the idea is that the kingdom can tax whatever we do. Like, it's less about putting it in the hands of the king, but like making it a taxable affair that people can make like entrepreneurs can make money off of, right? So they make money off the tax and they make money off the magical items that we send back to them, right?
I think the fact that you're going through the sheriff as opposed to somebody like Mr. Khan or the council for this particular request will put his full support behind you. He likes that because it makes him look good also.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess maybe we leave him with the idea of like trying to sway the other council members while we're gone on this quest or something like that.
Well, he does ask you to draft a proposal.
Like on paper? Okay.
That he could introduce. So like, give me some bullet points real quick.
Okay. The bullet points is, make it so that, the act of dungeoneering becomes less of a one-person contract and it opens it up for entrepreneurs to come in. The kingdom will tax it. The first official free dungeoneering house or auction house would be here in this city, driving, adventurers here, boosting sales of the local economy, all that sort of stuff. And also... making it so that when the chief comes here or the general major general comes here the commander general, that he can also use the adventuring hall to his advantage, which furthers the king's plots even further.
Okay. So
the idea is making the town a bigger thing on the map, right?
Jags, Durimbor, and Grant, all of you guys know through various means and through other reasons, that if you all recall, we talked briefly about the sort of an underground dungeon storage wars kind of thing.
Yeah.
Those things. You know that if this goes through and this happens, people will come after you.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, it's not going to make it
on! So do we know that this is Gormung's intention? Like, have you spoken it over with us, or have you just gone over?
It takes place over the course of pretty much the whole day. So yeah, I think you imagine you get a glimpse, you get a feel for what's going on. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna start setting up traps.
I mean,
everywhere. I'm going full paranoid mode. I'm like,
people, well, at this point,
I don't think. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You realize that in an effort to give this proposal to the council, Hatch will be made aware of such a proposal, which. Commanding most of the underground of the city, he will be quite cross with you, and simply removing you from the board will make the game a lot easier for him.
Traps. Traps everywhere. I'm putting up traps, Graham.
So I think at this point, Gags, he's not going full on paranoid like Grant is. What Gags is thinking is that everyone is protecting him now. He's got Gormung, Grant setting up traps. He's new besties with Drimbor. He's got Mega Gags, who's like fucking awesome. Like, everyone loves Gags. The only person, honestly, that Gags is worried about is the chesty assassin.
Yeah.
Rose.
So right? Gags, yeah, Rose. Gags doesn't give a shit about anything, really. As long as he can like hold hands with Mega Gags or like hang out with Grant, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, it's also worth pointing out this is sort of my sort of back end slide to try and like cut the crime in this city. So having this guy come after us, yeah, that's reasonable expectation. So
would you like to be my trap assistant, Gags? Gags, come and help me set up the traps.
I love hanging out with you, so sure.
Awesome. Right, now right.
So what about this lady?
The old lady?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'd accept it.
We would accept it. So we're gonna head out by the end of the night. By the end of the day, you know. We'll.
Yeah.
But,
Is it also worth pointing out that I've sort of restocked what was lost in the fire? At least, not so much the heirloom stuff or the spices stuff or whatever the manic stuff, but like
any mundane things that are available in a moderately sized city. Yes, you can have back.
Okay. Like,
send me a list of what those things are, and I'll give you.
It's basically just like, you know, the cooking kit and some other stuff like that, right?
So. Okay. Some of that stuff is in this time specialized equipment. So let's call it 100 gold. Get your cooking implements back.
Mm-hmm.
All the mundane stuff you lost in the fire.
Yeah.
Your adventurers.
Adventurers pack and that sort of stuff. You know, like.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right. So 2 days. 2 days before Commander Major is set to arrive. Apparently there's some bizarre creature wreaking havoc in the countryside with walls of fire. What do you do?
We get on our horses and we head on out to where that that thing was.
The farm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you ride for half a day because you're on horses. It's pretty much farmland from where the wall ends to as far as anybody could walk in 2 days. So you're basically seeing, you know, you're walking the road. The road is set up. There's fence on each side, and there's just different crops. There's corn over here, or there's fields over here. It's winter time, so there's not really anything growing, but you get the idea. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get to sort of the center of town, so to speak, you begin to see what happened. The farmhouse that's closest to the center of the sort of the crossroads that marks where this town is, the farmhouse is destroyed. It's mm-hmm. a char. It's a mm-hmm. it's a ruin. It's nothing.
You haven't been here, right, Grant?
guys, I'm sorry to do this. That burger I just ate, I'm going to be sick.
Yeah, we're fine to end the stream here if you want.
All right, can we go ahead and end? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
That's all right.
It's all good.
So I guess...
Oh, you know what? Before we end, emerging out of the charred farmhouse is the creature that the dragon was employing. That remember that Yugoloth?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. I got to do my shout-outs for me.
Okay.
Sure. Wow. Great. Shit. All right. So let's start off with everyone's favorite fuck you to Daddy. How you doing, sir?
Hey guys. I'm Sheepdog Gaming. Sheepdog Gaming on YouTube. Search me. You'll find me. I had a lot of fun with this one. I got to burn all of Gormung's stuff. And he didn't even punch me, which I was expecting.
Yet.
Oh, you're just. Here's the thing, you'll be sleeping, and I'll just be like...
uh, No, he's already rubbed his ass all over your pillow. It's a slow burn.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's a guy, I'm incredibly sick all of a sudden. It's like, I don't know why. It's like, I hand you a plate of food for the first time since we've been adventuring together. And you're like, oh, this is nice. Thanks. And you eat it. I'm just like,
you finish it all, huh? Interesting.
You know, just playing these mind games with you. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. So, what are you playing these days, Graham? Daddy.
I did try Dawn of War 3.
Didn't
really like it, mm-hmm. but I'll give it another shot probably. You know, like RimWorld. I just did Man of War Corsair as well. I did a series on that.
Nice.
It's interesting, but I'm not sure it's any good. It's strange. But yeah, I'm going to be starting a couple new series. I haven't quite decided which games I'm going to play yet, but
okay, great. Floof, let's talk about you, mate.
Let's talk about me. Right, I'm twitch.tv/floofnight. Yesterday, I actually finished up Mass Effect Andromeda. Came away good from that. I was happy with the whole package. I came out positive. Nice. I thought I was going to hate it, but I actually didn't. I actually thoroughly enjoyed myself. I felt they wrapped everything else up nice near the end, so that's fine. I'm kind of going to be bouncing around for the next few days on Game to Game. A little bit of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, a little bit of Dawn of War. But tomorrow, though, we will be building the LEGO Zero Panzer. We're going to be starting this at 3:00 Pacific Standard Time. I'm hoping that gives me enough time to do it. If not, we'll continue on Sunday. Yeah, so look forward to that. Actually, also, this guy's going to be next week. This is actually a Master Grade. So they come in different grades and sizes. Master Grades come in a 1/100th scale. The ones I have built are 1/144th scale. They're easier, but smaller.
Nice. You putting all this shit on YouTube, by the way, for people to watch
later? That is a great idea.
Got the highlight for the first one, just fucking... Put it up, man.
I should, because that was 2 weeks ago, so I should still have it.
You should put it up, 100%.
I will. Yeah. So that's me. If that sounds fun, come by, hang out. We'll enjoy some music and stuff of that.
And last but not least, we have Mr. Sputnik, who played Gags tonight. Newest streamer of the bunch. What up, sir? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I've been streaming Persona 5. During the week. On the weekends, I have actually just started streaming Sniper Elite 4, which I'm fucking terrible at, but it's a fun game.
Is it? It looked dull. It looks so dull.
Dude, there is nothing better than getting a kill cam of shooting someone in the testicles. I got it. It's 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And apparently there's a DLC where you can kill Hitler, so I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a YouTube channel. I have right now 13 subscribers, which is a very unlucky number. So I just need one more subscriber and I'll be fine. Any more than 14, fuck off. But I need one more. That's it. But no, I'm on my YouTube channel. I'm doing playthroughs of more indie style games. I'm playing Cosmic Star Heroine, A Night in the Woods, What Remains of Edith Finch, which is fucking amazing.
Is it? I've been looking at
that. Oh my god, it's so good. It's so fucking good. And I just started today a game that came out called Little Nightmares, which is pretty damn good.
Nice.
Oh shit. Wait, now I'm at 15? Guys, I said 14. Fuck.
Damn it.
That's all right. Thank you.
Yeah. So Graham, you can find Graham stuff over at Graham _complete on Twitch, Twitter. He also runs two channels called Always Be Making and Graham Complete as well. He runs two channels, so definitely check that stuff out if you like D&D stuff and hobbyist building. He does a lot of that stuff over there.
I believe he said his next video was going to be the bag of holding.
He's doing a cooking video tomorrow, I think he said.
Nice.
And then next week is Bag of Holding.
I don't know how useful the cooking one's going to be if he's eating sandwiches and making himself sick, but we'll have to see how that goes. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for watching. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Sorry we had to end early, but I have to go pick up a puppy
brand new puppy. Popper. We're gonna. It's gonna take an entire day to go get him. So you know that's why I have to end early. So if you haven't already done so, consider following the channel. And if you're feeling real saucy, make sure you subscribe, because we've got a bunch of new emotes coming. We just need to get that sub number up so that we can push it all out there. If you want to find out what the emotes are going to be, head on over to Discord. It's the best place to go. Also, we have a schedule up on Google Docs right now. You can go check that out. If you want to get an idea of everything that's going on and upcoming. The next 2 weeks for me, I'm going to be looking after a puppy. But I am going to be attempting to do full-time streaming during that time. So expect a lot more hours from me over the next 2 weeks. So it's going to be awesome. Guys, thank you very much. We're going to host someone after this. So if you want to stick around and bomb them, that'd be great. Otherwise, thanks for watching. We outta here.